Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Joining us today, Kristen Podolsky, the production specialist with MPGA. She's taking a break from Crop Diagnostic School in Carmen. How's the bean and soybean crop coming along right now, Kristen?
Well, the recent heat and moisture has been really good for the beans. Soybeans started flowering back in early July, basically when the days started to get shorter. And the dry beans are moving along well as well. They're in full bloom, and we're starting to see the first pin beans becoming visible. So,
how about from a production standpoint? Are there any issues that you're finding or hearing about from growers?
Well, along with the heat and the moisture, those conditions are also favorable for white mold development. And so some growers have started or are thinking about fungicide applications for their dry beans. Time for application for that ideally would be between the stages R1 and R2. So we're right within that stage right now, which is when the first blossom is starting to show up, and also between first blossom and when the first pods are starting to become visible, or what we would call pin beans. And so when we're doing a fungicide application on dry beans, we want to make sure that we get good coverage of the blossoms and also for the lower stem. That's important to prevent infection.
So looking ahead now and shifting to soybeans, should growers be looking for aphids in the coming weeks here?
Yeah, we should definitely still keep an eye out for them. They haven't been found yet in Manitoba, but they have been in North Dakota for a few weeks now. So we can't rule them out just yet, so we just want to keep scouting for them. Septoria leaf spot has also been found in some bean fields, but not at levels that have warranted a fungicide application.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. We'll hear from her again 2 weeks from now on The Bean Report, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. You can also find out more information on these issues online at manitobapulse.ca.